This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
How am I even here? I indulged in so much organic food last night that I did not sleep well. Just telling you. Warning, warning. RSV could be ornery today. He's just not had his rest. And
overindulged in organic food and that was a bad thing? I guess overindulgence in anything.
Do I get one time a year maybe to get a little gluttonous? I don't even go gluttonous on Thanksgiving. Not even on Thanksgiving. I don't go gluttonous. I just don't because I've suffered a lot in my life, and I'm not here to play violins. I don't want anybody to play violins, but my illnesses and ailments in my younger years motivate me to do what I do today, to bring the power to heal back to the people where it belongs. And yet, occasionally, let's just say this. I was invited to some guy's 60th birthday party.
Some smart guy.
He says, and this is cool. You know, you're coming to my party, you're bringing an organic dish. You know, and sometimes if you go to a party where only some of the people are conscious and you say that, most people would turn up their noses and go, how arrogant, making me bring something organic to this.
You're bringing that bark casserole again, Robert?
Yeah. Hey, Justin, can you check the levels on Super Don? He seems to be coming cranking loud in my ear. I just want to make sure we're not
blasting. Are you calling me hot? Am I hot, Robert?
Super Don is hot. His wife says so, and I don't argue with Jenny. So. Their levels are okay. They're just in my ear. No problem. Anyway, it's a Sunday afternoon here on the East Coast. On the West, good morning to you. I've got to tell you, we've got an exciting show. In fact, the two most exciting elements are not me and Super Don, actually. They're two beautiful, shining souls we'll be joined by in just a few minutes. April Bowden and Verstine Henry from Truther Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And they've got a major announcement. I don't know if it's major. They've got a great show. Let me just say this. Somebody they're interviewing today, they want everybody to know about. And I want you to listen to it, but they're going to tell you why. Not only that, but it's about them, how wonderful they are and what their passion is and their mission. And we're going to get to them momentarily. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And, of course, you can dial us live on the air in the next couple of hours at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We've got GMO labels for stupid people. That's coming up, according to our congressional panel. Not ours, but somebody's. And that was published on the HuffPost. We got that. I don't know what else we got, Super Don. It's just like I said, I didn't sleep well. I'm not kidding you. But I did some things to remedy it this morning. So I'm actually feeling a lot better already. I just want to relate the reality of
what? That's because the power to heal is yours, right?
Well, it's everybody.
There you go. See, he lives it. He talks it. He walks the walk, talks the talk.
I may get more into that story if I'm feeling so bold as to let you in on my culinary adventures. But I got to connect with Sayer G from Green Med Info. He showed up at the party, which was really awesome. Great kindred spirit. And there's a picture up on the Facebook and things. We'll probably blast out on Twitter too. But good guy. Really enjoyed meeting him and everybody else there. And our good friend Paul Barrichiaro, who's going to join us next weekend in the Appalachian Mountains in Asheville, North Carolina. You know what we're doing there, Super Don?
Snipe hunting.
Well, I don't know what Snipes, non-GMO and organic, if they are, we'll go chase them down. And we will, no Snipes will be harmed when we're together at the Healing Revolution Summit.
No, how about the Healing Revolution Summit? That's right.
Exactly, yeah. So Dr. Frank King's hosting us. Ty Bollinger and family are coming in. We're road tripping up there. Paul and his family. Dr. Batar and his family. It's going to be great. Really great. And if you haven't planned to do a road trip or fly in, whatever, Allegiant Air is interesting. I think they fly to Asheville from some places, too. They're pretty cheap, so you might get a last-minute deal coming in for that. My mom's going to show up for that. You know, Mickey, she's going to be
there. Oh, there's going to be dancing in Asheville that weekend.
Yeah, super mom. So, anyway, lots of cool stuff going on. First and foremost, the organic issue. We've got more evidence that organic is better, according to this study, a comprehensive review of earlier studies. Guess what? They found substantially, not marginally, not mildly, but substantially higher levels of antioxidants and lower levels of, guess what? Pesticides in organic fruits, vegetables, and grains compared with conventionally grown produce.
This is almost a moment of duh. I mean, it really
is. I know.
It's like we need to review the studies that we've reviewed, and guess what? We came to the same conclusion. And this is Newcastle University. In England is what did this review, and indeed they did find higher antioxidants, lower amounts of pesticide. But I love how in every article where they say something that we've already known, we've talked about for years, they always come to the same conclusion.
Right.
however, the full findings will be published later, but we had to stop short of claiming that eating organic produce will lead to better health.
Yeah, we're not sure if higher pesticide residues are bad for you, right? Killing the bugs in your gut. That's a good thing, right?
The stuff has less pesticide in it, but we're not going to say it's better for you. What?
You know, it reminds me of the question we had, one of the questions of the day last week, when we had, who did we have on? I think it was, Dr. Nick Gonzalez we had on, I think, on Friday. And they were asking, hey, you know, I got a doctor buddy of mine, and he's like into natural things. He doesn't get homeopathy, but he wants to know why he should eat organic. Are there any studies to show that it's better, right? Well, here we go. 2 days later, boom, he's out, it's in. And you can tell your doctor buddy if he's open to it. Now, going into the labeling of organic and stuff, of course, organic actually technically means something, although there are foods that are better than organic. That is local, potentially, I should say. But it turns out, according to Time magazine in their health, diet, nutrition section, Hannah Goldberg says, organic versus local, the people don't know the difference. The people don't know the difference. Listen, we're all about local, promoting local. But let's say your local farmer is using GMOs and glyphosate from Monsanto. Is that better than organic from South America? Very debatable.
No. It's debatable if your local is using pesticides and GMOs. No,
Seeing if you were paying attention.
Yes, I'm paying attention. But please keep in mind that thanks to a lot of the hard work by people like Mike Adams, we also have to have a critical eye on organic.
Because
something can be organic and it can have a heavy metal content in it and still be qualified as organic. So you have basically, you just have to do your research. You know, you just have to do your homework on what it is you're putting in your mouth.
And the point about local is getting to know your local farmer. Go into the local market, finding, asking questions. Hey, are you certified organic? And if they say no, that's not necessarily bad because they might be cleaner than the federal organic standards. They haven't just decided. They decided, oh, we're not going to pay the money that the feds want for them to certify us. They could be cleaner than organic. So I'm open to that reality because it does exist. So I urge you to get to know your local farmer, or better yet, become your local farmer. You know what? I am going to bring in the beautiful shining souls we're going to talk to.
Is it time?
It is time. You know, I'm just getting happier by the moment thinking about these two. They're wonderful.
Can't wait.
We've met over the years at the Health Freedom Expos. April Bowden, Verstein Henry, Truther Talk Radio, and you've seen me in my, what is it called, the conspiracy theorist? No, slash that out, realist. Their t-shirts that they helped develop there. Our good friend Liam Sheff wears them as well, and they're with us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm so happy to have you guys on. Welcome back, my friends. Are they there?
See, that big build-up, and you're like, where'd they go?
Bring them up. Let me see if I can hear them, Justin. Verstein and April, where are you?
Hello.
There they are. Hey, see?
Mr. Roberts.
See that? Even on this show, we can have some audio hiccups.
Yeah, I love that. And my very good friends, and here they are. Crickets, crickets.
They're leaving me hanging. Don't leave me hanging, ladies.
We're here.
Okay.
I know. Truth or Talk Radio, you guys are great. You've been doing such good work for so many years now. And I think for the purposes of the Robert Scott Bell Show audience, we need to know a little bit about your background. April, you want to start?
Sure, yeah. Christine and I, we've been friends for a very long time. We went to college together, in fact. And, over the years, we started just having conversations about things that were going on in the world socially. And I have a vaccine-damaged child, and that was a big issue for us. We would talk about it a lot and the things that were going on with the pharmaceutical industry and all of that. And, we decided, let's take this conversation on air. Let's put it on the radio. And we just mm-hmm. did it. We developed that T-shirt, as you mentioned, Conspiracy Realist, and that was pretty much it. We started off doing it on our own and just podcasting from Blog Talk, and then we recently connected with the network UCY TV back in January. We started with them, and we air every Sunday, 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time. And we basically run the gamut. We talk about health a lot, as we had you on the show, Robert, and we discuss your health issues, and we interviewed Robert Scott Bell.
Wait. You interviewed me? When is that going to be aired? Where can people hear that?
Drum roll.
Today.
Today.
It's two to four. Sorry, 2 to 4.
Yeah, listen, when we get off the air at 3 o'clock Eastern time, 2 hours later at 5 o'clock, you can plug in, and the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you've never heard Erstein and April, they're wonderful. They have a great spirit. They're doing it for all the right reasons, and I was honored to be interviewed. I don't know why you'd want to listen to me, but I'd listen to it for them.
Stop it. No, you were great.
Yeah.
We don't like to pick favorites, but I'm just saying, you know. Really
you're too kind. Burstein will tell us the truth, how much I sucked on the air.
No, you didn't. You did. It was great. It was a great experience. So, and I always learned something from you, and it was wonderful for me, for both of us, because we listened to your show before we started our show. It was a bunch of shows that we would listen to regularly, you know, that we got information from, and we learned a lot of stuff from. And yours is definitely one of the top ones on our list. So it was just wonderful to have you. You know, it was coming back full circle, basically.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Great.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here. Verstein and April, hang around. I know you got to work into your next show in a little while, but I want to ask you a little bit more about your passion, what you're doing, what's upcoming, and the things that they can learn. My listeners can learn from your show as well, how they can participate. So stick around. We got lots more healing to go. And for all of our teen and preteen listeners, Super Don insists that we're going to cover not only a story about a Japanese toilet exposition, but how gaseous emissions might be good for you.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more more apparent than ever that our savings and investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Talking some organic dessert with my delicious guests. Is that offensive to say that? Was that something wrong? Did I just say that?
Wow.
They're wonderful. I love them. April Bowden, no. First Dean Henry.
Hey.
Boom chicka wow wow.
No, that Joni would say that. No, we like organic desserts. Now, you
again.
Mm-hmm. Truth or Talk Radio. The links are up in the show notes. And you have some interesting and exciting upcoming guests as well beyond today's episode. We're all beyond with you guys in a few hours. But, again, the passion, you cover more than just like we do. And we do, too. I mean, it's not just health, physiological health. But we tend to be able to operate in so many arenas. It sounds like that you also have been able to bring on guests from many different backgrounds to kind of awaken the populace.
Yeah, today what we have Craig Merriweather, who wrote a book on antidepressants and then natural ways to cure yourself from depression. We have Jamie DeWolf coming up, who has his own slam poetry troupe, Tourette's Without Regrets, but he's also the great grandson of L. Ron Hubbard, and he speaks actively against the Church of Scientology. And then who else we have? April, Yolanda. How do you say her last name? Lucier? I'm not sure.
Yolanda Lucier, from a doctor out of Australia. She's a forensic psychiatrist who discovered the cytochrome P450, which is a series of digestive enzymes that some people just don't have that would help you metabolize certain synthetics. I mean, nobody really can metabolize them. There's kind of a spectrum of people are just non-responders completely, and they don't, and they get very, very sick, or you know, they go on these drugs and they get really, really crazy. So she discovered this. She tried to tell people, and nobody wanted to listen to her. And so we're going to bring her on our show because we want to listen.
Yeah, we're going to listen. We're going to give her some. But this is like a big piece of the puzzle that needs to be,
acknowledged about, you know, pharmaceutical drugs and how the react that they have on people. I mean, right. the reactions that, you know, people have from taking them.
Yeah, and some people, as you say, don't metabolize it very well at all. Not that any of us are designed to metabolize these synthetic patented pharmaceuticals approved by the Fear and Death Administration. But, the fact is you're bringing on interesting people, or I shall say people who you are interested in, which makes it an intriguing discussion that is very listenable.
We also like to have, add a sense of humor. We have commentaries in the beginning and the end of our interviews, and we keep it honest, but we also try and keep it light because a lot of the stuff is serious. But if it gets too serious, you get depressed. It becomes depressing,
Yes.
So we try and add a little element of humor to what we're doing as well,
Beautiful. Well, and of course, you got to be a little silly again, and there's a lot of time to smile in between the disaster that is many of the people of planet Earth and their lost state right now. So I appreciate you both for doing what you're doing. Any particular things that, as far as you could sneak preview today, that people might learn from me? Because they listen to me all the time. I'm thinking, could I have said anything different with you all on the radio?
But you talked about your personal experience, which I didn't know about until you spoke at the Health Freedom Expo, so in detail. I don't know if you talk about that much on the show. I never heard you talk about it before then, so.
Not so much.
Robert, about his personal experience through your own recovery of your health issues. I think that we probably got into more detail than what you usually do on the show, and we also talked about HIV testing, the myths there, and just a smattering of different things that we discuss when it comes to health, of course, the vaccine issue, which you probably talk about that a lot on your show. But I think the most interesting aspect is RSV, Robert Scott Bell, talking about himself.
Yeah, but you know what, too? Our interviews are very personal. We keep them like an hour. It's like a one-on-one kind of, So a little bit more in-depth, I think.
RSV gets naked on the air with two beautiful women. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly. So everybody needs to tune in to that.
See, now everybody's going to listen to that. That's great. Any events coming up? I know you all are both, I think, right in the California area still?
Yeah.
We don't have any health events. I'm having a baby. So we're going to take, I'm having a baby in 2 months, approximately.
Yay, baby.
And so, So we will be taking a little hiatus off of our radio show, but and you have an event coming up. We talked about that while you were on our show, the Health Summit. But we won't be attending that. That's out in, where is that, North Carolina?
Asheville, North Carolina. No, we would love to see you, but we're looking for some excuse to go out to California again, and you guys will be the first to know once we know we're going to be back out in your neck of the woods.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'd love to.
All right, April.
Missing right now, I'm aware of.
All right, April Bowden, Verstine Henry, Truther Talk Radio. The links are up. Listen to the show today and each and every week when they do their thing. We love you both, and I thank you for being here with us. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including a medical school student attacking Dr. Oz.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you on your game is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Yes, and blasting out all over planet Earth, thanks to our syndicator GCN and, of course, naturalnewsradio.com. Mike Adams, a health ranger, supporting this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And you can do that as well if you go to robertscottbell.com and click on our banners there. Say thanks to those who support this message and keep it going all over, 6 days a week. Thank you. 2 hours a day, in fact. Now, this is the case here, Super Don. Did I violate some kind of FCC standard by saying that I was getting naked with two ladies on the air? Because I was talking figuratively and talking intellectually.
Oh, rhetorically speaking, yes.
Yeah, it was, you know, and I double-checked with my wife. She says, no, I knew what you meant. I knew what you meant, so it's
okay.
Oh, wow,
okay.
I'm not in trouble. I'm like, uh-oh, big trouble.
No, the FCC does not crack down quite that hard yet.
Okay, well, that's good. But yeah, but listen, you get interviewed by two lovely, smart, intelligent, passionate ladies like that, and you're going to open up intellectually and just tell stories. So today you definitely want to give a listen to their show on Truth or Talk Radio. You may learn a few things that I've forgotten to mention about myself. Because, you know, it's all about me. That's all I ever do is talk about myself here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You are so humble.
Play me some Mac Davis. All right.
There you go.
Dr. Oz, is he humble? Some third-year medical student is trying to humble him. Did you see this? Meet this medical student who wants to bring down Dr. Oz. Hello, my little girl is in studio trying to talk. I'm on the radio. Yes, I'm on the radio right now. No, you don't.
Oh,
I don't know where
it
is.
Funny, I thought you were talking about the little girl Benjamin Mazur, who's trying to bring down Dr. Oz.
Yeah, he does look like a big little girl. He's a third year medical student. You know, listen, far be it for me to pick on doofuses, but this guy's a dunderhead. Let me just say it out. He's one of those, and he's not even a full-on doctor yet, not that that's so impressive.
No, but you can tell by what he's doing and the reaction he's having here, is he's being trained really well by this education system that puts these doctors together, because he's right on track, isn't he?
He's at the University of Rochester, I assume in New York. Wasn't that the home of Kodak? Maybe he was sucking down too many Kodak chemicals in his drinking water. Because Benjamin Mazur, he's third-year med student, and he's just so upset by Dr. Mehmet Oz. He's promoting pseudoscience in his health advice. And he decided to do this. He's going to, I'll ask the state of New York, where Dr. Oz is licensed to be a cardiothoracic surgeon, and I'll ask the National Medical Association, like the American Medical Association. They should do something. How dare Dr. Oz go on TV and talk about dietary supplements? There's no evidence for any of that. And I'm sure he said it like this. There's no evidence for any of that. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yes. Mazur is his name. Mazur. What a name. Benjamin Mazur. I mean, he thinks he's cool with a name like Mazur. This is, what would we call it? Mental amplitude. No, I won't even go there. But
you got stuck on Z, didn't you?
Nice I know. I don't know. Where do I go with that? The average physician doesn't. This is why he's upset. See, the average physician doesn't see a million patients in their lifetime. And he's why is that upsetting? That's good. That means hopefully less people will die because of that. But it's not happening that way.
Right.
He's upset because Dr. Oz has like 4 million viewers every day that he's on the air.
Oh, so he's got, he has viewer envy.
Right? He's got viewer envy. He said that so well. He's like, man, I won't get to see a million people in my whole doctorate career. How dare Dr. Oz say what he's saying? We got to do something about this. So I'm going to talk to the AMA, which, by the way, last time we checked, the American Medical Association is now representative of what percentage of medical doctors are even members of the AMA. Now, years ago,
very small.
Years ago, we reported it was like, wow, less than 50%. That was big news, right? Because the AMA was the powerhouse. All medical doctors belonged to it because it just knew everything. But now it's significantly below 50%. And we'll pull up that number and get back to that in a little while. But this thing, when he brought it to the Medical Society of the State of New York, they didn't do anything. They didn't do anything.
What?
And and that just ticked off this Benjamin Mazur even more. It's like, well, then I'm not going to stop there. I will go to the American Medical Association, which, by the way, responsible for taking advertisements from, let's say, some kind of economic support from companies that do little or nothing to actually enhance your health, but do a lot to detract from it. The AMA is a poisonous medical association. It's a poisonous trade group that is really in defense of the malpractice of doctors to continue prescribing synthetic pharmaceutical patent medicines approved by the FDA in order to keep you on that sick merry-go-round to keep profiting from you. And by the way, where does the AMA profit? Primarily from medical coding, the ABC codes. They own like 97% of them. Yep. So every time a doctor submits a code for insurance reimbursement, the AMA gets a kiss. You know what they can kiss, right?
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, in this situation, the AMA, they said, well, you know what? We understand where you're coming from, but we're just going to say that our existing regulations and things are good enough. And so this Benjamin Mazur wasn't real happy. But the reason why he brought this up is because he had been talking with these other doctors, and apparently patients are choosing to stop taking what he calls proven medications in favor of these natural medications that Dr. Oz is promoting. So basically, what he's saying here is people are trusting, and he actually is quoted in saying this, they are trusting Dr. Oz more than their own family physician when it comes to medications.
And in many cases, that's a good thing. I won't say it all, but in many cases, that's a good thing. In fact, it's not proven. You know what it's proven to do? The drugs you're trying to defend, third-year dunderheaded medical student Mazur? It's proven to kill your fellow Americans.
Right.
In ever-rising numbers, going back to the Barbara Starfield report published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, year 2000. Oh, my gosh, did I say JAMA Journal? Yeah, that's right. The AMA that he is appealing to do more, they actually acknowledged that the drugs that the AMA loves to support are killing 106,000 Americans a year, bare minimum. Of course, we know it's much worse than that. And far be it for me to agree with Dr. Oz on everything, because we don't agree that that's okay. We, you know, listen, if two people agree on 100% of things, one of those people may not be necessary. That's not a good place to be. And in fact, you will not find somebody, unless they've completely given up on their independent thought, to agree with everybody all the time, or even one person about everything. And again, that's okay. It's okay to disagree with me. Not that you need my permission to disagree with me.
Well, I think Benjamin Mazur would disagree with you.
I think he would. I think he would. That's okay, even though, in my opinion, he's a dunderhead, and I'm right, and he's wrong. But that's okay. That's okay.
I think it's funny. He's going after Dr. Oz, saying that Dr. Oz is hurting the doctor-patient relationship by causing people to rethink what it is they're taking and considering natural medicine instead of pharmaceutical medicine. You're hurting the doctor-patient relationship, Dr. Oz.
Well, what he's hurting is the doctor-patient relationship with a doctor that is not open to dietary supplements.
He's hurting the doctor-pharmaceutical company relationship
is
what he's doing.
Yeah, and I think Mazur may be bright in one sense, that he knows where his bread will be buttered once he becomes a doctor, as long as the American people can still be convinced that they have pharmaceutical drug deficiency diseases.
He's a company man.
Yeah, totally a company man. You know what? Who's kissing what? We know what Mazur's kissing. and it's not Dr. Oz, as we said here. But listen, the fact of the matter is, when we look at the supplemental industry, and I think we were on with Scott Tips from the, what was the name of his organization? I'm just drawing a blank. Natural Health Federation. He was going on to the international Codex meetings. Now, whether Codex is really going to impact you or not, the fact of the matter is there are treaties that the Senate enters into, the President signs, that violate our Constitution. And because we have also dunderheads in the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch of these United States, which no longer is the real United States, not de jure, it's de facto through the corporation that was founded a long time ago, we have, let's say, the limitation on our freedom to choose things that would go in opposition to the federal bureaucratic oligarchy, FDA especially, but also FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, which actually has more bite about those, like even Dr. Oz, if he were selling something. Evidently, he doesn't officially do that. Because of that, they really couldn't bring criminal charges against him or fine him or anything. So it was like this desperate Hail Mary from Claire McCaskill in Missouri, the GMO Monsanto stooge lackey she is, to say we're going to bring him in. We're going to have a hearing, and we're going to give him a tongue lashing, right, or something. And it, you know, while more Americans are dying overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq and elsewhere, she's going to worry about Dr. Oz promoting the so-called green coffee bean weight loss approach, which may help some people, may not help others, but it, by and large, is not killing people or using it responsibly. It's not at all, in fact. So we have a complete cognitive dissonance at the level of our federal government, and people like Mazur in medical school going through the indoctrination. The horse blinders are being put on so that they, you know, direct themselves to only eat the pills of Big Pharma. And then he comes out. I think this guy is looking for, like, what's happening now. He's getting some attention. And I don't mind giving him the attention because it shows what a numbnut he is, in fact. But he might be a smart numbnut in looking for his future to say.
I'll tell you what. Here's a quote that I think we're right at the end of the segment here. But
how did you get here so fast? Okay,
I know. Check this out. He's quoted. Yeah. Here's his quote. It's insulting to talk about important medical issues and drugs as if it were a matter of belief.
Ooh.
It
is a matter of belief.
It's a religion, you knucklehead.
Yeah, he has. Listen, he's indoctrinated into the cult of pharmaceutical mysticism.
He
we know that.
Get it? I mean, what a statement that is, right?
That is a powerful statement, and it says exactly what modern medicine is. It's a church. It's a death cult. Oh, yes, we know occasionally there's a point in time for utilizing what they have to offer, but not everywhere for everything. Not as
he's
a state sanctioned religion.
He's a total sci-scientist.
Yep. You're right. Well, with that, we're going to indulge Super Don. He wants to engage our preteen and teenage listeners. Two times today we're going to allow him to do that, talking about duty jokes, maybe. I don't know, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy this. He went to Japan recently, in his mind, to experience the toilet exposition there. And we're going to learn a little bit about some of the fun things you could do there. Stick around. Lots more healing and excretory action on the Robert Scott Bell Show next.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
All right, back out of here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, first day of the week. Each week, Sunday's here, 1 to 3 in the afternoon. If you listen live or tape delay or download it later, it's fine. It's okay. And, of course, naturalnewsradio.com, GCN, archives are there. UK Health Radio, you know that, across the pond in England. And Digital Radio 103, where global warming has taken a hold in Australia, where they had record cold temperatures in Brisbane. Recently. Their winter is our summer, of course, and it's chilly down there in Brisbane. And I think Brisbane's supposed to be really temperate like Florida in the winter. So it just shows to go you, Al Gore is not doing his job, not doing his job very well.
Yes.
So let's do some toilet humor, shall we?
Here we go.
Toilet
here
humor.
We go.
This is real. This is not real, is it?
You gotta love stories like this.
Yeah.
In Japan.
Japan, where the hand is used like a knife, the toilet is large enough to swallow a whole city. There's an exhibition dedicated to what gets flushed down the toilet. And it features a gigantic, you know, every kid wants one of these in their backyard. Moms, dads, are you listening? Get your little boy or little girl a giant toilet slide! It's making a splash in Tokyo. Now, is this the impact? And I hesitate to make radiation jokes. Obviously, we go back to Godzilla and stuff like that. But, yeah, very concerned about what's going on in Fukushima. If there was a way to make a toilet large enough to flush the entire Fukushima down some drain to protect the rest of the planet, we would do it. But what is the point? Is it, are they actually teaching something good here? Is it just, hey, look, we got amusement park, slide into the toilet, kids?
I think they were saying, you know what, the Robert Scott Bell Show hasn't had a toilet story in quite a while, so let's put this exhibition together just for him.
Well, what's even better, what makes this even better, Super Don, is that before you slide down, you can give your child a poo-shaped hat.
Yes!
To make it more authentic.
You have to wear the poo-shaped hat before you go down the slide. It's kind of cool the way they've got
look,
it set up
Mom,
there.
Mom, look what's on my head. Oh, no, not again. I thought you were out of that face, Johnny. Oh, man.
So, listen, these kids, they put on the poo-shaped hat, and they get to go down the chute into a lavatory that's 16 feet high off the ground, and they call this journey down the slide the Journey of Poo. No, I'm not kidding. I swear, this is what they call it, and this is at the National Museum of Emerging Science and Innovation in Japan. Now, the reason for this exhibition, which also coincidentally includes a chorus of singing toilet bowls, is to educate visitors about sewerage, health, and waste, which is important stuff. I mean,
agree. Yes,
we understand, you know, the hygiene link to a lot of things. So if you go to the exhibition, it's kind of fun because there's an angry lavatory that asks out loud, what would happen if the world's world's toilets refuse to do their job, and this angry lavatory does this because it's trying to encourage toddlers to say thank you after flushing the toilet.
Wow. Gratitude for the excretory pathways on out into the world. You know, this sounds like what Dr. Batard said about the joke about all the organs saying, I'm the most important. The heart said, the brain's most important. I'm the most. And guess who said, you know, I think it's like the colon and the sphincter said, no, we're way more important than you. We'll prove it. And they just shut down. Everything backs up and they go, oh, we're sorry. You're right.
When your sphincter goes on strike, you know there's a problem.
Then they say it now in a Japanese way. Ah, poopa-san, you are very smart and wise. We let you, you do your job. In fact, in this case, in addition to wearing the poop hats, the kids can line up and make their own poop from plasticine.
Oh.
They can form their own log, so to speak, and we just hope that it doesn't come in smell-o-rama. That's all I'm saying. I just don't want that to be the case. We'd have to report on that. Wouldn't be nice.
I'm trying to imagine a public event where you're inviting kids to make poop out of plasticine. I just, as much as, you know, learning about good hygiene and the benefits of having, you know, sewer systems at work and how it can prevent disease and stuff like that, I think trying to get your little kid to make poop out of plasticine is kind of, that's just going too far.
Is that a step too far for you? If it were made with Play-Doh instead of plasticine, would that be better?
Teaching your kids to make poop. Poop isn't something you make with your hands. It just is kind of, you know, kind of a normal process that happens. Do you really need to make it?
I have to ask, is this a new Japanese martial art? I mean, could it be something that, you know, your kung fu, excretory speaking, is better than mine in Japan?
You know what? Actually, what they would call it is gung fu.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And actually, when when you get to the bottom of the slide, Super Don, you're met by a guy that looks like Mr. Miyagi, and he says, wipe on, wipe off.
Wipe off.
Wipe on, wipe off. All right. That's it. We got another hour. Are we too stupid for GMO labeling? We'll find out. Congress may think so. We have another thing for them coming. In the meantime, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.